Those sanctions, according to Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, would target additional financial institutions that do business with North Korea.
Fox's John Decker, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, this is Amy Keith with FlipCheapHouses.com. Our company specializes in teaching beginners how to invest in real estate with little to no financial risk. Are you determined to succeed and have at least $10,000 for startup fees and want to work one-on-one with a professional real estate investor for...
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery offers in-home design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444. And be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
If you snooze, you lose. Black Friday starts right now at Patriot Chevrolet in Princeton. We have the largest selection of brand new 2017 Malibus with up to $8,500 off. And this just in, $3,000 below employee pricing on new 2017 Silverados. Every new Chevrolet is priced well below the market. Black Friday at Patriot is just a smidgen up the road from where you live. And quite simply, a better experience.
Don't miss the 10th annual National New Year's Eve Watermelon Drive. Bring your family or your whole party to Patrick Henry Drive in Vincennes to ring in the new year. Activities begin at 9. Watch the giant 500-pound watermelon being hoisted up. Then the countdown to 2018. That's when the watermelons drop from the sky and the fireworks show starts.
Many times after a medical procedure, there's a time of rehabilitation. You have a choice of rehabilitation locations, but don't leave that decision to the last minute. Plan ahead. Melinda Barnhill at the Lions Health and Living Center in Lyons, Indiana, invites you to tour their rehabilitation center, a short-term stay, or outpatient service. The Lions Health and Living Center is an excellent choice. See for yourself. Schedule a tour. Call 812-659-1440. Plan ahead.
Want to make a comment or suggestions about this Original Company radio station? Go online to originalcompany.com. For comments and suggestions, go online to originalcompany.com, an equal opportunity employer.
Are you tired of paying high prices for TV channels you don't watch? Of course you are. You want to watch and pay for the channels you like. Now you can take back control of your TV with Dish's FlexPack. Get over 50 of America's favorite channels for just $39.99 per month, and then add the channel packs that you want. And your TV price won't go up for 2 years, guaranteed. Plus, when you call today, you'll get free standard installation in up to 6 rooms and a free HD DVR upgrade. Need more channels? Dish offers loaded channel lineups from $54.99 per month, featuring over 190 channels, and HBO is included for a full year. And for a limited time, GoDish will give you a $100 prepaid Visa card when you sign up and mention offer code GIFT100. Call now, 800-518-8624. 800-518-8624. 800-518-8624.
Packages, prices, and promotions subject to change. Gift card courtesy of GoDish.com. Call for details.
I had 5 drunk driving charges in the last 6 years of my drinking, and I drank for over 55 years. My probation officer threatened me with a year in jail. So the next day I went to my first AA meeting. I had tried many times in my life to quit drinking, but always went back to even heavier drinking. For me, the AA program has been the easier, softer way to stop drinking. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up.
Go to newsknoxcounty.com for information.
This community event on WAOV, presented by First Vincennes Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincennes Savings Bank, member FDIC. Memorial's Caring Hands Senior Services in Jasper supports an Alzheimer's disease and dementia caregiver support group on the first Wednesday of each month. That'll be from 6:30 to 8 p.m. That's at the lower level of Memorial Hospital in Conference Room A at Memorial Hospital in Jasper. Weather forecast presented by the YMCA of Vincennes. Check out Cycle Circuit Class, a great combination of spin class and circuit training at the YMCA. Cycle Circuit Class is held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. and is free for members. A non-member fee is $7.
Your 97.7 FM WAOB weather forecast. Cloudy this afternoon, highs in the upper 50s. Increasing clouds tonight. There's a chance of overnight showers, lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, rain during the morning hours, then clearing skies, highs in the mid-50s. And sunshine for Friday, highs in the lower 50s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOB and at NewsKnoxCounty.com.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday at the 3 o'clock hour, and this is Cher Elliott from the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm joined here this afternoon with my friend Greg Risley from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And on Wednesdays at 3 o'clock, we get to talk about design, decorating, furniture, lots of fun stuff to talk about. And today, we are going to talk a little bit more about Christmas decorating.
That's right.
All right. Well, first I want to ask, did you have a happy Thanksgiving?
Great Thanksgiving. Wonderful Thanksgiving.
Good, so. Good. Did you do any traveling?
I did. I went to my youngest son's down to Evansville, and my 16-year-old granddaughter made our Thanksgiving dinner all by herself.
Oh, my goodness. How exciting.
Yeah. It was good. It was excellent. She wants to be a chef, so we'll see. You know, she's 16. That could change two or three times.
That is true. But, well, that's a good thing that you had nice travels. And so did you have a lot of business then on Black Friday there
we
at the store?
We were busy Friday and Saturday both.
Oh,
so
that's fantastic.
Small business Saturday. So.
Fantastic.
Christmas decorating's in full swing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we've seen a lot of great items there in the store. The videos are still online on Facebook here with WZDM. So what was the number one thing that your shoppers were looking for when they came into your store over the weekend?
The firecracker lights.
Oh, yes.
You know, they've just been really, really popular. I think we've got maybe one set left.
Wow.
Out of our last order, so.
Goodness, and you've reordered a couple of times even.
Yeah. They've been really, really popular.
Well, they're a nice light. I mean, we've talked about them before. They're energy efficient. They're the LED, but they're not the industrial look LED.
They're not blue.
Right. They're that
warm, fuzzy white. Yeah.
You know, what we have envisioned and seen over the years in our standard lighting. But it's.
Yeah, we had people in over the weekend really surprised because they thought the LED would be blue
because
the old LED lights were blue.
Right.
And the LED headlights are blue.
Right. Right.
So, you know, everybody associates that. But these are a warm white. They're really pretty. And we've still got some single strands left of the single LED bulbs.
Very nice.
So if you want to wrap your limbs traditionally like you do, we can give you that in a white LED, white warm white LED light. So
very nice.
Those are still available.
And you still have some of the battery-operated lights that we've
still
talked
about? A few of the battery-operated left. Those are going great. People are finding out they're used more and more places. You know, top of the cabinet, in a bookshelf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of places where they want a little bit of ambient light and just to kind of add to the holiday spirit. We sold some. People wanted to go put them on their ficus trees.
Oh, good.
So they didn't have to turn them on and off or plug them in and unplug them. And,
right. That's what.
Yeah, because they have a timer on them, so it makes it perfect for, you know, a plan or something.
Exactly. And then,
you know, once a month or once every 2 months, I have to change our batteries. But that I don't know. I'm not a energy aficionado. But I would guess those battery lights would be more reasonable than paying the electric bill to run
Sure.
You know, lights like for 12 hours a day for a month. I don't know. Well, maybe somebody smart could call in and tell us that.
Well, and what's nice is, you know, they have the timer, so you can set that to come on at a certain time every day, shut off at a certain time every day, and you don't have to mess with finding the plug-in or extension cords to get it plugged into a place on the wall, buying a timer to go on the wall.
Right.
You know, it's all included right there. And those run on, what, 3D batteries?
3D batteries.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just so simple.
Yeah.
And like you said, probably way more inexpensive than just running on regular electricity.
That's right. And a lot better than bending over to unplug your lights, losing your balance, and falling on your head. You know, I think we've all been there.
Oh, anyway, yes.
Bend over and you stretch too far and you lose your balance.
Oh, yes. I usually do that putting the tree up. And, you know, I don't get the stepladder out. I just use the chair because I can reach that. It's not that far. And then, you know, I'm bonsai hanging in the tree and look like a cat. But we all know that I'm not the most graceful. But so today we're going to talk about a few more tips on Christmas decorating.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some more Christmas decorating tips and ideas and things. And we've got a special treat for you. Next week we'll be putting some new videos on our website that you can look at.
Ooh.
And I'm going to try to answer a question that we hear all the time, and that's, how do I make a bow like that?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I don't know if there's enough lessons that you can give me to make those, because I see it and I follow it, and it never looks as beautiful as what, you know, the florist and everyone else's turn out to be. So.
Well, we're doing kind of a loop-by-loop presentation of it, so.
So it's Bow Making for Dummies 101.
You might call it
okay,
that.
Okay, all
you
right.
Might call
I'll
it
have
that.
To check that out, because I am the world's worst at making those bows. I want to. I love the idea, and they're gorgeous, but I just... I guess I have two left hands because I just can't ever get it to work right. But
well, we got a series of five that are going to all include the bow. The first one's how to make the bow, how to use a bow for, oh, to tie up some greens and make you a little tablescape, a bow to put on your lantern, how to fill a lantern, you know, for Christmas, how to use a bow on your tree, how to fill in on a tree. How to put big ornaments on a tree. There's just some nice stuff. You might want to go to the website and take a peek at it.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. All right, well, we're going to take our first break. When we get back, we're going to dig into more of Christmas decorating. So be sure and stay tuned.
Appointment because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
Find great gifts and home improvement savings during Menards' Christmas Home and Gift Sale. Get ready for winter with Splash Ultimate Windshield Wash. Its powerful formulation dissolves light ice, greasy dirt, road grime, and salt. It cleans your windshield, leaving a streak-free shine. Effective down to negative 35 degrees Fahrenheit, a gallon is only $1.97. Good through December 2nd. Christmas is almost here. Give a Menards gift card.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
I swear to God, I said it looks like you already lost, because first of all, you don't never say can't never, because it's like a double adjective. And hell, they teach you that in the fourth grade.
I think you mean double negative.
No, I'm positive. That's what it says.
Oh.
Tom. I was mad at you, don't I? I gotta go.
Weekday mornings, 5 until 10.
Deep trouble because they are purposely injecting left-wing politics into sports.
Rush Limbaugh.
They have people doing it, don't know how to do it. I've often said, don't try this, you know, what I do at home. There's like clearly a bunch of rank amateurs over there. If ESPN wants to bring politics back, and if they want to do it right, and if they want to win with it, they should ask me.
Catch the Rush Limbaugh Show right here on 97.7 WAOV.
And We're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the original company. And here on Wednesdays at the 3 o'clock hour, it's the Cool Kids, the Ask the Designer show. We feature a live show each Wednesday about different topics. Tuesdays, we have Mark and Mark here on air talking about community events and things going on in the area. Wednesdays, you know, it's us here with designing, decorating, questions. Thursdays, we have the Lawyer Show with Jeff Cobb and Dave Rolligan. And Fridays, the Bow Wow Meow Hour with Laura Ariel from the Animal Shelter. Like I mentioned, Wednesdays are Ask the Designer, and we want to know what you want to hear about, whether you have a specific question you'd like for us to talk about and answer for you, a general topic. We'd love to hear from you, and there's a couple ways you can do that. You can call in here to the station, ask for me, and leave me a message about the question or the topic. You could email me at shareelliott@originalcompany.com. You could also go to our website, newsknoxcounty.com, and then there's a nice little picture. It has the logo of Regal Furniture. You click on that for Ask the Designer, and there's actually a little form on there. You can shoot your question to us on that, or you can always call Regal Furniture. And, Greg, tell us how to get a hold of you at Regal Furniture.
812-886-4444.
And they could also stop by and see you. And where are you located?
102 North 4th Street in Vincennes, corner of 4th and Bessarin, and has a big red awning all the way around the store, so not too hard to spot.
Can't miss us. So that we would love to hear any topic or you want to have discussed. It doesn't necessarily have to be about a piece of furniture or designing a room. I mean, it could be anything in general, like we've talked about before, hosting parties, setting the dinner table, holiday, this or that. So we encourage you to reach out to us and let us know.
I had someone talking the other day about how to set a dinner table. And, you know, it was, you know, it's not real hard. A lot of people Google it. Other people just need to call in and ask a question. You know, we've kind of gotten away, and I think we're moving back to family dinners, mm-hmm. and, you know, the family being the main scope of the home today. I think that's why we're seeing so many more people concerned about what their home looks like, how comfortable it is. It's starting to become the battery life of the family again. And I'm really happy to see that for many, many reasons. But, you know, it's never wrong to know the right way to do something. Mm-hmm. So if we can help you with it, you know, we'd be glad to.
Right.
So
yeah, you
call
can always,
in and ask.
Yeah, you can always Google it. But sometimes it's just nice to talk to a human being that can help answer a follow-up question. You know, you might have that general question of whatever, but then, and you might may or may not get the answer that you're looking for or the right answer to your question. We know how that goes when we're using computers, so it's nice to talk to somebody who you can ask that follow-up question immediately back to. So be sure and reach out to us however you like. We'd love to hear those questions and topics. But today, next, we're talking about and continuing our conversation on Christmas decorating.
Right.
And on the break, Greg had mentioned that somebody had came into the store and was asking for some of the stuff we talked about here on the air last week, and that was those scent packs that go on inside the tree. And
right.
So, you
right.
know, something as simple as that, you know, can make such a big difference in putting you into the holiday festive spirit.
Yeah, we've had lots of comments about those little cedar pieces that go in the trees. It smells like a fresh Christmas tree. Everybody's liked them. Matter of fact, I know Christmas Open House, when we were doing it, Mark's wife called him and told him to bring two of those home for her that day.
That's right.
And so they have been popular, and they do work. The ones that's in the two trees at the front of the store, you can still smell when you walk in. And, of course, that Christmas Open House is November 10th, so we put them in the 8th or 9th of November. And they're still nice and fragrant now, but they're not overpowering. That's a nice thing about it.
Right, yeah. You weren't overwhelmed with it when you walked in the door there. You're still not, but yet it's a nice aroma. And really, it filters through the whole downstairs there really well. So, yeah. It you know, one would do a regular residence very well.
Right. And when I saw them at Market, you know, I walked in the door at Market and went, okay, how'd you make this place smell like live Christmas trees? Because right. It was just immediately you had that euphoria of Christmas is past. And the year you got your electric train, you probably got a favorite doll. Mine was electric train. Yeah. But, you know, in, let's see. I think it was a Gene Autry BB gun that I got as a kid.
I got the Easy Bake Oven. That was my and Baby Alive. Those were my two favorite things as a kid. So, of course,
it's kind of fun. You know, let's do a challenge today.
Oh, I love a challenge.
Yeah, let's talk to our listeners and have them go to the website at newsknoxcounty.com and put in your favorite Christmas memory. Maybe we can do some of them next week.
Oh, that'd be great. Yes. So, yes, if you're listening, go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo, and on that form, give us your name and share with us your favorite toy or your favorite memory from Christmas. We would love to read those on air next week since it'll officially be our first December show.
So that's right.
That'd be a great way to kick it off. I'm excited to read those because, I mean, just... You know, talking.
Just like you, you know, Easy Bake Oven and your Baby Alive doll, you know. I don't remember the Baby Alive doll, but I do remember the Easy Bake Oven. I think it was on TV constantly that year.
Yeah, my mom still has nightmares about that Baby Alive doll because you could feed her the bottle, and she actually went to the bathroom in this diaper. They didn't really think that out real well because there were batteries for her in there also, and so it wasn't really sealed well, and there was a little...
problem with the batteries corrosion. And water mixing.
Corrosion going on in there. So, yeah, she didn't work so well after about the first couple of days. But, hey, you know, we live and we learn, right?
That's right.
That's kind of like with all toys. You know, sometimes they just don't really work out as well as what we thought.
But. And sometimes the boxes are more fun than the toys.
Yes. That's what I found out with my kids. They just wanted the box to beat each other up with or climb in and hide, you know. So all that money wasted. But, oh, well. It's all good. So, Christmas decorating. What is a tip or something? Because, like, I don't have my tree up yet. Don't look at me. Don't don't hurt me. But so, somebody coming late into the game for decorating, what do you suggest for them?
Well, a lot of times, people that enter the decorating game late, they end up using last year's tree or 3 or 4 years ago tree. Mm-hmm. And they go, my tree doesn't look very good anymore. Well, you know, one way to kind of spruce up your tree is to buy what we call picks. And these are actually just arrangements of leaves and flowers and berries and nuts and all kinds of things that's on a stem.
Mm-hmm.
But you can kind of bend those, open them up, stick them in your tree, fluff them out, kind of give your tree new life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, particularly if you've got some branches that maybe the cat hung on last year or the dog chewed one end off. You know, if you got those little spots that need to cover up. Or you got this bald spot where somebody, you know, everybody has a ghost that lives in their house. You know, that breaks the favorite candy dish and this and that. Well, they also make holes in trees sometimes. How'd that hole get in that tree, you know? Then you use two or three picks and put them in there. Use some glitter branches, works well. Yeah. Icy branches.
Yeah.
You know, those kinds of things. You can kind of fill your tree up. A lot of people say to us when they're in the store, they go, how come your tree always looks fuller than mine?
Yes.
Well,
yeah. I know.
We do those picks and stick those in. So
that's crazy that just something as simple as that, because those are the kinds of things that, you know, like when I always like to make a wreath for my front door based on the season or the holiday or whatever. So I buy those to put in my wreath all the time. So just use the same thing and kind of
filling
tuck those
your Christmas
in the
tree.
Oh my goodness.
You bought battery lights for your wreath, didn't
you? I did,
you?
Yeah. So how easy is that to just kind of buy those picks and come up with them and just tuck them in there? That's easy enough. See, something so simple can make such a big difference.
Well, and sometimes you even find Christmas balls on wire, you know.
Right.
And or with greenery and on wire. That's an easy way to decorate a tree. A lot of times people like to do a second or third tree.
Right.
So you can get a little alpine tree. I know, you know, with our alpine trees have sold really well this year. They finally redeveloped that trunk look so it looks real now. And they've sold really well. And if you take those picks and put those in a little alpine tree, you can make those about any size you want.
Oh, interesting. What about somebody who maybe has downsized, like me? I've gone from it was 3,200 square feet home to now I'm in a duplex that's about 1,400 feet, and I don't necessarily have room for my 9-foot tree or my 6-foot tree that's big and full. If you're confined with space, what do you suggest for somebody?
They have slimline trees and they have pencil trees.
Okay. What's the difference?
Well, your pencil tree is the narrowest.
Okay.
At the base. Some of your pencil trees are only 20 inches across at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
And then your slimline trees go out to 30 inches, 32 inches, something like that, where a standard full-size tree is about a 54-inch base on it.
Okay.
So, you know, you can save a lot of room that way. The other thing that you can do is, a lot of times people in assisted living always have trouble finding a place for a tree.
Oh, yeah, true.
So I sometimes suggest, put a piece of green garland around your door and decorate it like you would a tree. Hang your favorite Christmas balls on it and your favorite ornaments and things. Then you don't have a tree itself, but you still can enjoy all your traditional Christmas decorations that you had at home that you put on a tree.
Yeah.
You can put lights in that garland.
Oh,
the battery lights work there well.
Right.
Or you can put a plug-in set of lights in. And, the firecracker lights work great in garland, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You can put that on your door, around your door. And it's amazing how many ornaments you can get on a garland like that.
Yeah, and it's a nice broad area up there that you can space those out.
Right, and you drop it down each side.
Yeah.
Because usually the main entry door, it's pretty open around the main entry door.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of use a bigger, heavier, fatter garland there and really decorate it up nice for Christmas. And enjoy your pieces you've always had up.
Yeah, it's still home.
Right.
What about tabletops? Do you recommend using a tabletop tree or what if you have a buffet or something in your home that you need decorated? Is it kosher to put an actual mini tree or what do you candles or what?
You can put a mini tree. You can do a collection of candles with some greens with it, or Jane did a beautiful white flocked tablescape in one area at the store.
It had
a white Santa Claus in it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some beautiful fabric Santa Clauses this year, and they're $30 is the regular price on them. So, there's a few of those left. That makes a nice, if you don't have room for a tree, you can put in a figurine like that or hang an angel on a stand. Do something, a small nativity scene.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring some Christmas into your life and help spread Christmas cheer, and it'll make you feel better and make you better for everybody else.
Yeah, definitely. Because I'm thinking, I don't know that I really have even room for a pencil tree per se, but I've got a nice big coffee table. I have my dining room table. I have a wardrobe that I use to store some of my stuff that's right there in the hallway that all have nice space on top. So a lantern with some greenery or a Santa, with greenery, those would all work well. And then all of those can use those battery operated lights.
Yes. And you can drape your garland around your wardrobe, the same as you can the door.
True.
And put more ornaments there or something like that.
True. I didn't think about that.
If you're doing a cocktail table, I really like the battery candles on a cocktail table because the new ones are 360 degrees around. And the newest ones that we're featuring this year have a fragrance cartridge that you insert them into.
Right. I remember.
And there's cinnamon and balsam and pine. And there's a vanilla sea salt fragrance.
Very nice. I'd forgotten.
And and they're a 7-inch candle, about 3.5 inches around, and then you slip the cartridge in at the bottom, and your whole house smells with cinnamon or the balsam pine or whichever fragrance you want to use. We've got a few of those left, not too many, but there's still a few of those left that makes a real nice Christmas present. For somebody who's got everything, because they may have a battery candle, but it may not be able to scent their house.
That's right.
So, and these are nice, soft scents. They're not overpowering. They're not, a lot of people who burn real candles complain about the amount of perfume in the real candle, and it's overpowering at times. These are very soft scents. They're just clean, nice fresh smells. The cinnamon's just a real nice smell, like grandma has baked, just baked cookies.
Very nice. So. Very nice. Well, it's time for our next break, so be sure and stay tuned.
77 WAOV News Desk. I'm Tom Lee reporting. Vincennes man is in jail following a police standoff. Knox County Sheriff's deputies responded to a domestic violence report. When they got to the house, 32-year-old Joshua Baker refused to come out. Baker was armed and led to a four-hour standoff with police. Deputies finally entered the house and arrested Baker on charges of rape and criminal confinement. Washington police say two Washington men were arrested Monday and Tuesday in connection with local drug investigation. 49-year-old Charles Jones was arrested Monday on a Davies County meth dealing warrant. During a search of Jones's home at 807 Meridian, police found additional amounts of meth, digital scales, ammunition, and a controlled substance. In addition to the warrant, Jones is charged with dealing with meth, maintaining a common nuisance, in possession of a Schedule 4 controlled substance. On Tuesday, Washington police arrested 45-year-old Howard Kennedy of Washington on a Davies County warrant for meth dealing as part of that same investigation. The Vincennes Board of Works approved the 2018 holiday schedule for the Vincennes City workers at Monday's session. Vincennes Mayor Joe Yocum believes the schedule will be similar to the holiday schedules in recent years, with two additions. City employees will be off next year for Election Day and again on December 29th. The board passed next year's holiday schedule unanimously. More news at NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News.
This is Hoosier Ag Today. In the Wednesday market close, I'm Andy Eubank. A little bit of a comeback in the corn market today. This update is brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN, seedconsultants.com. The corn market did trade higher most of the trading day and finished up a few cents. December 339, up 2 3/4. March 353 and a half, up 3 3/4. May corn goes to 361 and a half, up 3.5 cents. So a comeback in corn with help from higher crude oil. The bean market back and forth, and it finished right near unchanged, a half point down on the January at 992 and a half. March 1004 and a quarter down a half. May 1014 and a half, down a quarter cent. March wheat 434 3/4, up a nickel and a half. Live cattle 126.60, up 92, and lean hogs 70.90, down 62. I'm Andy Eubank. Who's your Ag Today? Indiana's Farm Network.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
The Original Company's annual Farm Profit Preview, Thursday, December 7th at Highland Woods. Farmers, earn your private and commercial application credits for 2017. You know you've got to do them, so do them with us and get a free meal. Visit WAOVAM.com for details.
At 0-2 start now for North Knox as they drop another close one at Clay City. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. North Knox Warriors fell 0-2. They lose 49-44 to the Clay City Eels in boys' hoop action. After being down 9 in the fourth quarter, Warriors rallied back to tie the game at 44-all. Then Clay City scored the final 5 of the game. Come away with the win. Keegan Thomas led with 18 for the Warriors. Luke Brocksmith at 12. Corbin Crosby, 23 for 1-1 Clay City. In boys high school basketball action, otherwise, Red Hill wins 68-45 over Hudsonville. Mount Carmel dropped Day School 73-48. Princeton over Evansville Central 70-53. Terre Haute North 59. Bloomfield 49. It was Harrison over Mount Vernon 91-51. And Castle defeated Boonville 77-60. A couple of girls games. North Davies 37. Shoals 28. Bar Reeve 31. Springs Valley 29. It's Northeast Dubois 56. And Washington Catholic 13. Pike Central over Eastern Green 71-17. I'm Tom Lee.
I'm Dale Marsh. Know this check on weather is presented by Vincennes Truck Supply. Make your truck shine with chrome accessories and other add-ons from Vincennes Truck Supply, just 3 miles north of Vincennes on Highway 41. See us today.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Cloudy this afternoon, highs in the upper 50s.
Increasing clouds tonight. There's a chance of overnight showers, lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, rain during the morning hours, then clearing skies, highs in the mid-50s. And sunshine for Friday, highs in the lower 50s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town, 97.7 FM, WAOV, and at NewsKnoxCounty.com.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the original company, joined by my buddy Greg Grizzly from Regal Furniture. And we're here each Wednesday at the 3 o'clock hour to talk about design, decorating, fashion, whatever you want to hear about, we'll talk about it. So we'd love for you to share with us topics and ideas.
Challenges.
Yes, and challenges. So I'm excited about, hopefully, Greg challenged our listeners earlier to share with us their favorite Christmas memories. And so I've been off air. We were talking a little bit about that. So be sure and send those in. You can go to our website, newsknoxcounty.com, click on Ask the Designer logo, and there's a little form you can fill out there and share it that way. You can call here at the studio, 882-6060, extension 2245, and leave it with me or email me at shareelliott@originalcompany.com. You can call Greg or stop by the store, 886-4444, and they're at 4th and Bustrin here in Vincennes. So we want to know your favorite Christmas memory. So please be sure and send that in to us.
And I have another surprise.
Oh, okay. I love surprises.
All right.
Tell me.
This is radio day, okay?
Yes.
So for 1 week until airtime next Wednesday, if you walk in Regal Furniture and say, I listen to the radio show, I want my 30% off any Christmas item regularly priced in the store, it's a special thing just for our listeners. It's not going to be advertised anyplace else.
Oh, my gosh. Now, see, we're the coolest kids on the block, but we have awesome specials for you, too. So let's repeat. Starting from today until airtime next Wednesday.
That's
If I walk into the store and say, hey, I listen to your radio show each week, I want my 30% off, I can get any regularly priced Christmas item 30% off.
That's right.
Holy cow, man. We are so good to our listeners.
Get some lighted pictures at 30% off.
Those, you know, that's my thing, is those lights that sparkle, those pictures. And, of course, I love the lights, the battery power lights, so I may come back and get another set of those.
Yeah.
Because now I have this new idea of decorating my wardrobe. So, gosh, I'm so excited. So is it 30% off one item or 30% off all the Christmas stuff I buy?
30% off every Christmas item you buy. That is at regular price.
Oh, my goodness.
Doesn't count if you go back to the clearance table, your favorite spot in the store.
Yeah, you're right. Guilty. I love shop clearance. But that's why I can have so much stuff. I buy it on sale. But yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Holy cow.
Just for you listeners at home and those people paying attention.
That's right.
And I want to thank some other people too today while we're on the radio. You know, we've had several men in the store and people have stopped me out places where I've been out eating and say, "Hey, I really listen to your radio show." I really didn't think we'd have that many men listen to this show, but it's been surprising the number of guys that stopped me and said, Greg, I really like your show.
Aww.
And I want to thank them for doing that because, you know, with the radio show, you know, you have a certain amount of feedback, but not a great deal.
Right.
It's nice to know that we're hitting the mark and, you know, let us know, you know, if you want to talk about something else, you know. You know, I love to travel, and I'd love to talk about travel. Somebody write in and ask about favorite places to visit, you know. For example, last week, just right before Thanksgiving, I went down to French Lick in West Baden and spent a night and just kind of chilled out and relaxed a little bit. And, you know, it's kind of nice to know about spots that are not real far away that you can go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got a lot of great spots in Indiana to visit.
Yeah, so, that's great. So, all right, challenge number two would be to send in travel questions or You know, what are your big worries about travel, or where's your favorite little space to go for a one night or two nights?
What's your favorite secret location that you'd like to get away to?
Ooh, there you go.
You know, maybe it's Florida. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's like mine, Tahiti.
Yeah. That would be great. So now you have two challenges, and you know, since we're giving you homework, folks, we're going to reward you with going into the store and receiving 30% off full-priced, regular-priced Christmas items.
Right.
Until our show airs next Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Right. So do your homework and then go cash in on our specials.
So if you're in the car listening to this, I told the girls before I left the store I was going to say this on the air today. So you could go in this afternoon and get first chance at that 30% off on those items. So.
Yeah.
And Sherry, you can't leave yet.
Dang it. I got to stay here till 4 o'clock. Okay. All right. Maybe I can text Becky or Jane and say, get me another snowman. But we've been talking about decorating for Christmas and how we can do it in limited spaces, different ideas.
The lighted pictures are a good thing. Take a picture down, put a lighted picture up there.
Yeah.
The other thing that, you know, some people do, and I've done this at home, is if I had a spot that looked kind of blah,
mm-hmm.
I would wrap the picture in white paper and wrap it up like a package, put a big bow on it with holly and stuff in it.
Oh my goodness.
Hung it back on the same nail.
Well, that's neat. I've never thought of that. But yeah, that will really
That's
pop
easy
it.
To do.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost you a lot of money. It
no.
gives you a little festive flair.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Cheap, inexpensive, but yet gives you a, you know, color splash and just really livens it up and makes it holiday-ish. So, awesome. Any other pointers, ideas, or how about... Are there any don'ts? Because, you know, Cher usually isn't the best on decorating and designing. So what's a don't for holiday designing that you see when you go to businesses, homes, and those kind of things? Is there anything that just you walk in and you're like, oh, my gosh?
If you think your decoration is looking a little old or a little worn or a little bit used, it usually does. So donate it
mm-hmm.
so that somebody can rework it and make it into a nice decoration.
Yeah.
Or somebody that doesn't have anything would love that because it'd be really festive to them.
True. That's
you know,
a great idea.
So you could donate at St. Vincent's or
right.
Goodwill or a place like that. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, donate their old Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's nice because some people can't afford a tree, can maybe get one that way. And, you know, then, and, you know, if you're on a limited budget, you know, you can string popcorn
yeah.
and, you know, buy a bag of cranberries and put that on forest wire and hang it on a tree.
Didn't even
you know,
think of that.
Those little things like that. You can, years ago in colonial times, they used fruit. They decorated a Christmas tree with apples, and they decorate with oranges with cloves stuck in them.
Mm-hmm.
But they used fruit as decoration, and then before it got bad, they would eat it. So they got double duty out of it. They mm-hmm. decorated with it, and then they had it, you know, mm-hmm. at a dinner party or something like that. But that's a thought, too. You know, string popcorn and that's a good family thing
yeah.
to do.
Yeah, yeah, you all sit down and do that and take the time and... string it all together. Well, I'd be eating it. I wouldn't know how much I would get on the string, but then you can
well,
put
you
it
can
on
usually
the string.
Get enough both places that makes it work.
That's true. And so any other suggestions on what not to do or any taboos with decorating for the holidays?
You know, I'm not really into the rock pop type of Christmas tree, the pinks and the blues and all like that. I can't say you don't do that. There's places probably where it's okay. I just can't get into that personally. So maybe that's just a taste thing.
Sure.
And I know a lot of kids really like those punk kind of funky colors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's maybe the place for it.
Yeah.
But I really don't, I like a more traditional setting. Yeah. Now, I can use untraditional colors because, you know, my tree at home is navies and whites. on a green tree. Because my primary color in my living room is grays and navy.
Mm-hmm.
So I do my tree in navies. But, you know, so I'm not saying you have to do traditional red and green.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, try to do it a little more tastefully that fits your room. Not, you know, you don't want people to walk in and go, wow, where did they get that tree? How do they think that goes in this room?
Yeah.
So, you know, blend it with your tree. Someone asked me what the right height of a tree is for mm-hmm. a room. When you get into these new cathedral ceilings and things that are real, real high,
mm-hmm.
about two-thirds of the height of the ceiling is the maximum you ought to go.
Okay.
I was in a house today that has a really pretty A-line window in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, go up to the second, about the middle of the second window.
Okay.
Is about the right size tree for that room, you know. So, again, see, we're back in those third share, like we've always talked about.
Right. Do you have a preference over real or fake trees?
I like artificial trees because you can actually arrange the branches so it fits all your ornaments right.
True.
It's really hard to find a tree that's perfect that it doesn't have some pretty soft edges on the limbs, and it's hard to really make a real tree as pretty as you can an artificial tree.
Right.
Because a lot of the times the ends of the branches won't support just a simple Christmas ball,
mm-hmm.
let alone a decoration that's made out of resin or something that's heavier. So, you know, I prefer the artificial tree for that reason. And if you buy the little scent things going inside of it, you got it made.
There you go. Well, and for me, the real trees seem like a lot of work, making sure they're watered because you don't want them to dry out and become a fire hazard.
Right.
I'm a nervous Nelly anyway, so I would be always constantly worried that, you know, it was going to catch fire. That's just how I think. And then, you know, I'm like you. I like to be able to fluff my branches and get them a certain way. And sometimes put the decoration, you know, wrapped around it. And with a real tree, you're just hanging it all there. And, you know, you can't really use that branch to kind of set that particular item.
Well, you can't buy a live tree that's pre-lit either.
True. And I like a lot of lights. I even add lights, strings of lights on the pre-lit tree that I used to have. Lots of lights. Got to have lots of white lights. I'm a pretty traditionalist, minimalist, so
I
like those.
You can get more lights on an artificial tree than you can a live tree, too.
Yeah.
Same basic theory. You know, the branches won't only support so much.
Sure.
I think most people have artificial trees today. I don't see too many real trees when I'm out. The other thing that's really nice for Christmas is, you know, if you don't know what to do with a little tree you got at home and it doesn't have any lights on or anything like that, use it for your Christmas cards. Put your Christmas cards on that tree that you get.
That's a great idea.
And that's a nice way because they're out and you can remember, well, that was really nice of Joe to send me a card. That was really nice of Sally to send me this Christmas card. And,
yeah.
You know, we don't get as many cards as we used to. So, you know, a small tree in a corner with the Christmas cards that you get on might be a good idea, particularly for a shut-in that can't get out. That's a great way for them to enjoy a tree.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't take much to get a small tree today for a tabletop and, you know, move a lamp into the bedroom or somewhere and put your tree up there and put Christmas cards on it and have a holly jolly Christmas.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take our final break. And when we return, finish talking about Christmas decorating and see if we have any questions. So stay tuned.
Pete the Planner here with a gift idea that'll brighten your kid's future. Indiana's College Choice 529 Direct Savings Plan. A bright gift because it's a tax-advantaged way to save for any eligible post-secondary school. Plus, Indiana residents who contribute may receive a tax credit of up to $1,000 per year. Give this bright gift and soon make your College Choice 529 plan contributions by December 31st. Enroll or contribute today at collegechoicedirect.com.
Com.
Next season starts at Football University, and next June, Football University is coming to Indianapolis. Talent alone is not enough, and Football University provides the best football training experience in the country, offering renowned position-specific technique training, intimate film review sessions, and NFL experience coaching. From middle school and high school student-athletes, there is no other place to get better than at Football University. Learn about the Indianapolis camp at footballuniversity.org and reserve your spot today using discount code ML18. Getting better starts.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussron Streets, Vincennes.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM, 1450 AOVW. Hello, let's try that again. 1450 AM WAOV Studios. You can also listen to us live on NewsKnoxCounty.com. Click on the Ask the Designer logo and you can listen to us there. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company with Greg Risley from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. If you've missed a show, and I know you haven't missed many listeners, you can always go to the website and listen to the shows. They're archived there, so you can always go back and listen to some of those topics or ideas. And, you know, just listen to us if you want, or think of new questions based on some of the topics we've talked about in the past. We'd love to hear any questions or ideas that you have on topics of discussion, but your homework for the next week is to submit to us your favorite Christmas memory. We're going to talk about those next week on the air, so we're excited about that, or at least I am. So we've been talking about Christmas decorating, and don't forget, those of you who are listeners, we are going to reward you for the next week that until our show airs next Wednesday, you can go into Regal Furniture and say, I listen to your show, and I want my 30% off. You'll receive 30% off full regular priced Christmas items, whether you buy one or five or however many. The Christmas items that are priced at full price or regular retail price, you're eligible for 30% off until next Wednesday. So be sure, if you're looking for a few last things to finish out your holiday decorations, this is the place to go and save 30%. That's awesome. That's awesome. Greg, any last ideas or decorating tips that you want to share before we get into questions?
I've got some shopping tips. Number one, I want to remind everybody that we do Christmas gift wrap free.
Ooh, yeah.
And Cher, you know, we put beautiful big bows and we decorate them with Christmas balls or sprigs of holly or ivy and flowers. And, you know, I think we do some really pretty, pretty packages.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Well, you know, come in and see us, pick out your gifts, and, you know, or your stocking stuffers. We'll be glad to wrap it for you. Or call in and say, hey, I'm stuck. I need something for, you know, we had somebody call the other day and said, I need five gifts all alike for the people I work with. Can you do something for around 10 bucks a piece? Well, we came up with some ideas, called them back, and they said, great.
Do
free
it.
Gift wrap. Do it.
Yeah. Very nice. Very
Give
nice.
Us your credit card. You've got it all set. All you got to do is put a card on them.
Well, and what is so nice, what I think of when I see your packages wrapped, I think back to when I was a little girl and you'd go to Macy's or these big department stores and they did your Christmas wrapping for you and it was the, you know, just gorgeous. And that's what you guys do. So, I mean.
We sure try.
You know, you almost don't want to open them because they're so pretty and so nice. You don't want to mess them up. But, and like you said, people can call in and say, I need, y'all work your magic, come up with some great ideas, and then it's, okay, here's my credit card. I'll be in at 5 o'clock, or I'll be in at lunch tomorrow to pick them up, and boom, it's done. How awesome is that?
You know, I'm a lot of husbands' favorite elf because they can call and say, you know what would go in our house. I'm stuck. I need something for my wife.
Oh, that's a
Help
perfect
me
idea.
Out.
Yeah.
We pick out something, wrap it up, deliver it to their office. All you've got to do is put the card on it, and he's set to go.
Oh, my goodness. Boy. And he looks great in her eyes then for those fantastic gift ideas. So, yeah, I mean, and there.
And she says, how did you know? I really like that.
Oh, honey, I just know. I've been listening all this time. I know exactly what you wanted. But your gift gallery there is phenomenal. I mean, there's so many different things that you can choose from, whatever the need is. You guys have something there for someone, whether it's a Christmas gift, a birthday gift, a bereavement gift. Oh, my gosh, your bereavement line is phenomenal.
Thank you.
And every price point. I mean, we all have different budgets. We all have different amounts of incomes, but there's always something for somebody available and affordable for you there. So that's what I love.
You know, another thought when we're talking about Christmas, I have for many, many years bought Christmas items that I give as wedding gifts.
Oh.
Because a lot of times a young couple that's just getting married,
mm-hmm.
you know, they don't have any Christmas decorations yet.
That's a fantastic
idea. So even
idea.
If the wedding's in June or April or mm-hmm. what like that, a lot of times I've even gotten a Christmas card from a couple that got married and said, hey, that set of Christmas balls you gave us, we put on our tree. And it's all we've got this year, but we're sure enjoying them.
What a fantastic idea.
Yeah, and it's a nice gift. It's something that's good. And a lot of times people come in and they say, I'm shopping for a couple. They're both older. They're getting, this is maybe a second marriage or something.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo, Christmas things are always good. That's a good thing to do. So, you know, you might want to come in and take advantage of this 30% mm-hmm. discount or take advantage of some of the clearance items and look at some things back there that would be a nice gift to give to somebody as a wedding gift, and
right.
there you go.
Very great idea. Who would have thought that? But that is a fantastic idea because it gets pretty pricey by the time you get a tree and some lights and just even a basic set of Christmas ornaments. You've got a lot of money, could have a lot of money wrapped up into that. So what a fantastic idea to help a new couple get started on that.
And even if it's not their favorite Christmas ornament, they still got something put on a tree.
Right, right. This
and
first
they don't
year?
Have to look at it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
They just have to deal with it at Christmas.
That's right, that's right. What a great idea. Well, I have a couple of questions here. And, of course, we always want to hear your questions. So you can do that a couple of ways. You can go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo, and submit your question there. You can call in to the store, 886-4444, or here at the station, 882-6060, and we'll be glad to take those questions, research them, and get you an answer for our next show. So the question I have here is, Mr. Risley, I have room for a coffee table, but it is just a place to leave things on. I think that it would be better to have an ottoman instead. Is that acceptable?
Oh, yeah. Ottomans are very, very popular today. It gives you a place to put your feet, and, you know, you don't have to worry about getting yelled at. Don't get your feet off my table.
Ew, yeah.
But, the ottoman works. The ottoman also works because you can put a tray on it, put a drink on it, put snacks on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gives you additional seating in your room.
Oh, yeah, true.
It also gives you a way to put another pattern in your room if you need it, or a punch of color if you need it.
Well, in some ottomans now, don't they have, like, hidden storage areas
yeah,
under them as well?
Yeah, they have some storage,
so
right.
So, you know, if you were using your table for storage, don't worry. You can replace that with an ottoman that has storage as well.
Exactly. We've got a ottoman on the floor right now that has a lift top that you can store in. And the neat thing about this lift top is it's a hinged top, but the hinge is a stop. What they call a stop hinge.
Mm-hmm.
So if you let go of the top when it's open, it doesn't slam shut and grab your fingers.
Oh, very nice, especially if you have small kids.
Right.
So
it's a great place for grandkids' toys or children's toys and things.
Yeah.
And they can't get their heads knocked with the top falling
down.
Oh,
I remember. Oh, man, I had fingers that got snipped several times. So I'm glad to hear that. Well, we are winding down here today, and we want to thank everybody for listening in. We appreciate you. We'll be back here next Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Be sure to go take advantage of our special for this week, 30% off full retail-priced Christmas items at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery till next Wednesday at 3 o'clock. So you have the go. Just go right now. Go do that. Greg, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks,
and we will see you all next week.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Risley here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.